This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on declining urban-rural income gap and its impact on the economy. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
The National Statistics Office under Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation conducts survey on household consumption expenditure at regular intervals. Two back-to-back surveys on household consumption expenditure were conducted during August 2023 to July 2024 and August 2022 to July 2023. And from the results of these two surveys, the estimates of average monthly per capita consumption expenditure was derived at. Shubhamoy, a warm welcome to Akashvani, and I would like to have your views on the survey that has been done on monthly per capita consumption expenditure.
Well, you know, Rajesh, as you rightly pointed out, the National Statistics Office, which comes under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, this conducts regular survey on household consumption expenditure. Now, these data are very important for government agencies, for non-governmental agencies, for the private sector, and for everybody concerned with the health of the Indian economy to understand how consumption trends across the economy are happening. And as these are issued regularly, there's a certain periodicity about them in the sense that these are comparable. So the monthly per capita consumption expenditure, for instance, for 22-23 and 23-24, these are very significant data. Why are they? Because they not only, as we say, they have a periodicity in the sense that they keep on coming out regularly, but more than that, these are the years when we are tracking the Indian economy after the COVID disruption. So how has the economy faced or fared up to the impact of the COVID? What has been the changes in the people's expenditure? Which way have those slanted? All of these data become very important for everybody. And to that extent, while that, as I said, the data is regular and the data comes out every year, the big important is that this data is also this time significant for showing how well the economy has recovered from the impact of COVID. Okay. Yes, Rajesh.
Yeah, Shubhamoy, it has also been observed that at all India level, the urban-rural gap in MPCE has declined to 71% in 22-23 from 84% in 2011-12, and it has further reduced to 70% in 2023-24. So, according to you, what are the key findings from the latest survey, and how do they compare with previous surveys?
Well, yes, right. One of the things that we have been noticing, and you know, this is the important thing to understand, is that the monthly per capita consumption expenditure, which captures the detailed data on household consumption, basically the expenditure pattern of households, it analyzes the living standards across the economy. So when it does so, first of all, we can look at the absolute numbers.
Okay.
Now, the average estimated MPCE in 23-24 in rural India is 4,122 in rural India and just a shade short of 7,000 in urban India. Now, what does this data show? It data shows that the rural households have spent about 47% of the expenditure on food items. What does it show for urban households? In urban households, the expenditure for food items is roughly about 40%, 39.68. So what are the changes within those sectors? For instance, in a decade ago, the rural monthly per capita consumption expenditure was about 1,430. In 22-23, it has gone up to 3,773. And in 23-24, it has actually shown a further impressive increase to 4,122 in 23-24. Now, these are significant differentials. Similarly, in the urban MPC, which was in 11-12 at rupees 2630, we are talking therefore of the urban household, it went up to about 6,460 in 22-23 and close to 7,000, as we just started a discussion by saying, in 23-24. Now, what do these numbers show? As you pointed out, the percentages. One of the percentage change, as you can see from all these numbers, and in radio it becomes difficult for people to note numbers, is, so let's talk on percentages. The consumption inequality, which is something which we often hear about, discuss about, this has come down, both in rural as well as in urban India. Now, this is significant because what it does show is that the standard of living in rural India is catching up with urban India. Now, that's impressive because that shows that there is a larger spatial distribution of resources, of income happening across rural India. We often used to be discussing, and we have often discussed, that rural, that while income rises in urban areas because of the possibilities, because of the fact that people are able to move around much, that families get advantage, the same advantages don't, or were not accruing to rural India. But what the Household Consumption Expenditure Survey of 23-24 shows, that the level of consumption inequality is coming down. The difference between rural and urban India is actually narrowing. So this is something impressive, and this actually shows there's a lot of positive change happening. Yes.
So how do you calculate the corresponding figures of Gini coefficient of total consumption expenditure? And what does that add up to when it comes to inequality in distribution of MPCE?
Well, that's exactly, I mean, Rajesh, the Gini coefficient, I was actually not getting into the numbers because as I said, in radio, it becomes
be difficult
for
to comprehend,
a listener to look at the numbers and to sort of, you know, try to remember or sort of memorize those numbers. But let's put it this way, that if the Gini coefficient goes closer to one, then that means there is inequality rate is higher. And if the numbers keep on coming down, then the numbers show that there is an improvement. And this is an important thing because it actually is a reflection of the fact that the consumption expenditure of families across India, and especially the difference that we are particularly concerned about between rural and urban India, that is flattening out. So what it's showing is that there is a less inequality in terms of consumption expenditure between rural India and urban India. Now, that is something to feel comfortable about, and it does show that what's happening is that as policy making uses more data and makes more targeted intervention in people's lives, you know, by bringing in the facilities like the education facility, things like insurance, things like Awas Yojana, you know, all of these things, what it does is it basically gives a family in, say, rural India the comfort or the assurance that some things will be taken care of by the states, so they can use their income to look at more issues which are of here and now, which is basically food, which is of taking care of additional expenditure, things which actually improves the quality of their life. So that is very significant. So there's a sort of a baseline that is developing, and that baseline helps people to move up to make better choices in their lives.
Okay, yes, Shubhumoy, what about the trends in level of consumption since 2011 or 12? What does that indicate when it comes to rural consumption and urban consumption? Is there a pattern that suggests that they are more towards well-being, more, you know, consumption of, say, cereals are more, or people are more moving towards health products?
That's exactly the point. I mean, if you look at the consumption expenditure, that's what I was talking about, that if I look at the data of the 2011-12 and then the data of 22-23 and the data of 23-24, and remember these 2 years, the 22-23 and the 23-24, are years when the economy is recovering from COVID, the effect of a COVID slashdown, which had a major impact on people's life, that has been erased. Now, that's very significant because that shows that we compare in a decadal round, then from, again, to put the numbers, that from a level of rural areas where it was 1,430, that was the level of consumption in rural Indias in 11-12, it has now come up to 4,122. Now, that's a significant jump. It means that from this particular, for the rural bracket, there's a better level of lifestyle that's coming up. And typically, if you look at the states, if you look at all the states, then you see a substantially important change, that for all the states, the rural-urban divide, which was fairly sharp in lots of states earlier, that is getting bridged. So typically for states which are the densely populated states, there this is turning out to be a very good chain differential, because it makes people much more comfortable about their life possibilities wherever they are, instead of having to, you know, rush across to get advantage, to get to find out a better life opportunities. Those are significant differences or significant advantages that people then start to find in their lives.
Yeah. So how does the MPCE survey reveal any significant shifts in spending on food versus non-food items? We've discussed the trends, but how has inflation impacted household spending, particularly on essential commodities?
One of the things that's happening is that the government, the center, has started providing basic amount of food to every family. And that has made for a significant, what I should call, a safety net for families. It is therefore becoming easier for families to shift out from, say, cereals to protein foods. And that is showing up in terms of all the data that we are getting to see, that families are now able to make consumption decisions on food which is of a better quality. Typically, you're seeing, therefore, that the protein intake is therefore rising. And this is also reflected in the demand for protein items across the country. So that is a significant change, which was not possible earlier. Because remember, there are two things that have happened here. One is that the supply has increased. That's important. And other is supply has increased because the demand for these items have also risen. So it's also something which helps the producer. So, for instance, if we are talking about plant-based protein, now in those plant-based protein, it becomes productive for farmers to produce these crops, which have a shorter shelf life, but have greater value for them. So their income also correspondingly rises as the demand for pulses, for instance, rises in the economy. So okay. Overall, these things lead to a virtuous cycle in the entire economy.
Shubhumai, what impact has the government welfare programs like PDS, DBT schemes, etc. had on the household consumption patterns? Has there been a notable shift also noted towards sustainable and organic consumption in Indian households?
Significantly, because what is happening is that government's expenditure on cereals, on insurance, both for health as well as for accident, the government expenditure on housing, the government expenditure on education, you know, these are providing what is called a baseline support for the people's life. So basically what's happening is that now a rupee earned by household goes a longer distance, because quite a few of the items that they would be needing is now being provided by the government, as in the case of food grains at zero cost, or in the case of medical at very, very low cost. So that helps the families to use their money for other things. You know, that is a very significant support that the government policies are providing, and are now providing not at sort of irregular or in few pilot districts, but across India. So that's making a very big change. In fact, the interesting thing that read listeners might be interested in is that many of the data collection is also often done on web-based application and computer-assisted personal interviews. That sort of a thing wouldn't have been possible had many of the rural areas not had access to electricity, not had access to easy access to the net, because it would have been difficult for the enumerators to have actually done that, those sort of interviews, and then traveled considerably long distances to be able to, you know, transfer the data to the servers. So you can see the nature of the survey, the way that data is being collected, that itself is also showing how lifestyles have changed in large parts of India.
Shubhumai, thank you so much for being with Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on declining urban-rural income gap and its impact on the economy. The participants were Shubhumai Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289 09 4044.